not looking forward to the weekend at all.
Now, when you say you're not looking forward to the weekend, do you mean the artist the weekend, that there's no E, or do you mean like Saturday and Sunday?
I'm not looking forward to the weekend himself to play
the
Super Bowl.
The weekend.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go well for him at all. Because I don't think people know who he is. And when I say people, I mean football fans.
Right.
Don't know who he is. And I think he's going to get trashed.
Well, that's why he's bringing in so many other artists. So he's not just going to be there by himself. He's got all these people, some of them are going to be surprises, who are going to show up and basically perform with him. So it's like, you don't know me, but you know this guy, you know, whatever. Here's Blake Shelton. Like, you know him. It's going to be that kind of thing where he's going to bring in a lot of people that you will recognize.
I know, but if he doesn't bring the Rolling Stones,
right.
I don't, you know, for the life of me, I don't understand why you're not bringing in the Rolling Stones, why you're not bringing in Billy Joel. I mean, these are people that are still alive and would kill the Super Bowl.
Okay, so here's how the Super Bowl works. The reason why you get so many crappy acts, I mean, they got Beyonce, which was amazing, but the reason why you don't get the best acts, Jay-Z raps about this. He doesn't need the NFL. They need him. So, you know, they don't pay. They don't pay people. It's an opportunity to promote your music and promote your brand. You don't get paid to do the halftime show.
Okay, I understand that, but there is 100 million people watching.
Right. That's the value of it, that you get to. It's basically a 12-minute ad for whatever your brand is. Think of it like that.
Right. So if you kill it, then it's good for you. But if you don't kill it, it could be death for you.
Okay. So the Rolling Stones don't need that. Jay-Z doesn't need that. Billy Joel doesn't need that. They don't need to play the Super Bowl. They don't need it. It doesn't help them in any way.
No,
they're already famous.
I think they do. I mean, I think Jay-Z needs. I think all three of those bands you just mentioned need it because they need to reach a different audience, and it's a chance to break out into a different audience.
No, you just said it yourself, that a football audience, they know the Rolling Stones, they know Jay-Z, and they know Billy Joel. They already know those people. They don't need to break out to them. I'm already on board with that.
I know, but there's still going to be 20-year-olds that are watching just because it's the Super Bowl. And they're watching with their parents. So it's a chance, like my kids have no idea who Billy Joel is. But if Billy Joel played the Super Bowl, they would be, oh, who's the old bald guy playing the Super Bowl? And they might like it.
No, they're not going to start liking it. Because remember, that whole thing happened with Paul McCartney. Remember Paul McCartney played, I think it was the Olympics. It was the opening ceremony for the Olympics. And all these young kids, at the time it was like the young millennials, you know, they were tweeting, who's the old guy?
That's the Olympics. That's 4 million people, not 100 million that are watching the Super Bowl.
No, but they did it with the Super Bowl, too. It was a Super Bowl, and it was, I think it might have been Paul McCartney again. It was somebody else who was, like, in that, like, some iconic rock and roll person, like, I don't know if it was Mick Jagger. It was somebody really iconic, and they were all like, who's the old guy? They thought, whoever it was, they were like, is that so-and-so's dad?
You know, there's so many people that are still alive that could do this and kill it and bring their music to a whole new audience. But to bring somebody like The Weeknd, who I don't even think Weeknd fans care to see The Weeknd. I mean, the four fans that he has, you're just waiting to see if his face is really messed up from plastic surgery. That's the only thing you're looking forward to.
It's not a real plastic surgery thing. It's an act he's doing. It's this whole thing. People are saying that he's doing it because, remember, he dated Bella Hadid, and he's kind of making fun of her and Gigi Hadid and all their friends, which are the Kardashian clan, making fun of all of their plastic surgery. It's supposed to be like a comment on young women who are very young, who don't need plastic surgery, who are going and getting facelifts and eye tucks and this tuck and that tuck.
Yeah, but to the 30, 40-year-old guy, you're Michael Jackson now. You're way too crazy. We don't understand that.
Right. No, yeah, it's a weird concept. I mean, even I had to unfollow him because it's just too much of that. He's not a message guy. It was so weird. So The Weeknd has sold over 6.2 million albums, which is Not
I've
a lot.
Saw that many.
It's not very many when you think about how many.
No,
people,
yeah. That's crazy. I mean, the Flying Tigers sold that many when I was working at Atlantic.
Right, but that what I'm telling you is that means the Weeknd needs he needs to be seen. That's the whole idea.
But for somebody to say this guy's only sold 6 million records and we're going to put him on the Super Bowl, the biggest stage in the world, I got to question your sanity. I mean, they're running nonstop commercials just so you know one or two Weeknd songs when you see them, because they've been running commercials nonstop for the past couple of months.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because, you know, the odds makers are out there and what the biggest odds thing is, like what the biggest controversy is he going to open with a cover song or is he going to open with one of his own songs?
He should not play any of his own songs. I mean, why you wouldn't bring out Usher? Why you wouldn't bring out, you know, anybody else? Missy Elliott would kill the Super Bowl.
Yeah, she's already done it. But it's not even that. She doesn't need it. She doesn't need the Super Bowl.
She does. Right now, she does. She hasn't been relevant for 10
That's
years.
That's not true. Are you kidding me? Missy Elliott is producing all the best.
Okay, I'm saying her own music.
Everything that Pink has done in the past.
Her own music. She needs to bring out her own music.
She doesn't. Okay, so Dr. Dre has talked about this. You get to an age where it's like nobody wants to see you get up there and rap. Like Dr. Dre's in his 50s. Nobody's looking for new music from Dr. Dre. Same thing with Missy Elliott. You get to a point where you're just out there to produce other people's music, not to do your own music.
That's somebody who's lazy because, yes.
No, it's not lazy. Nobody's looking for an album.
If Dr. Dre comes out with something that kills, it would be great. Missy Elliott the same
He's
way.
He's in his 50s. Nobody's looking for a 50-year-old rapper. She's 49. Same thing. That's not
Is
what
she really
does
49?
Anymore.
Because
she's a producer now.
She played the MTV Video Music Awards in 2019. Killed it.
It was amazing. That's true.
Destroyed it. Probably one of the best live performances I've ever seen.
Right now, she's busy remixing stuff for Dua Lipa and Toni Braxton.
She can take
Pink.
Sunday off and do the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. For the 15 minutes that she's not producing something, she's not going to be doing it on a Sunday. She can go play the Super Bowl. I'm saying anybody but the Weeknd.
Right, but yeah, it's interesting that the NFL agreed to it. You know, they agreed to have him. I wonder why. I wonder what it was about him that they thought would be a good choice.
There was one person in the meeting who went, "This is going to be huge. Your balls are on the line here. Okay, it's going to be great. We'll run 3,000 commercials promoting one song, and people will know one song, and it will be great."
So the Weeknd, like I said earlier, is not getting paid. No artist gets paid to do the halftime show. And it's like 12 minutes long, about something like that. He is actually putting up $7 million for the production to produce it the way he wants to produce it. So it's going to cost him $7 million. And I think of all the Super Bowl, like when you look back at all the artists who have played the Super Bowl, some of the iconic ones who were really great and that had helped their career, I don't think he's going to make $7 million off of this.
No, he's
just
not.
Don't.
No, because people are going to trash him. But the audience is so huge. I mean, he cumes 100 million people. It's just crazy. You can't buy that. So
will this be as bad as Adam Levine?
No, because Adam Levine had actual hits that people knew.
Oh, okay. So you're saying Adam Levine, even though he sort of goes down as like one of the worst Super Bowl performances, you're saying that at least people know Maroon 5's music.
Okay. Weeknd is not known for really good performances. Weeknd is one of those guys that you can see in a club and really get off on and go, that's a great vibe. That's a cool act. He's not a stadium act. It's going to be a bunch of 50-year-old drunk guys going, "This is horrible. Make this stop." Where is Tom Brady? Bring back Tom Brady quickly.
You tell me the top two best Super Bowl performances and the top two worst Super Bowl performances, and I'll tell you mine.
All right. Well, the number one worst was last year. was Shakira and J-Lo.
Oh, you think Shakira and J-Lo were the worst?
Worst, because they haven't been relevant since 1998, either right. of them. And to put them in the Super Bowl, it was ridiculous. You know, Shakira came out with Hips Don't Lie. That song was hot in 1998. Stop it.
Right.
You haven't seen Shakira since that performance. So that had to be the worst. I want to say the best was Prince.
Oh, the best was Prince. You're right. That's my favorite.
Or Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno Mars is pretty great, too.
Mm-hmm. So that's my two right there.
Prince was awesome. I mean, it was in Miami, Dolphin Stadium.
It was raining.
It was raining, and then he played Purple Rain, and people went nuts.
That's the person that you want. I can even see Madonna doing the Super Bowl and being relevant, like Prince was.
Right.
But not The Weeknd. So I'm going to say The Weeknd's the worst. And he hasn't even performed yet. I'll say number two is J-Lo.
Okay. And your top two, you said, were?
Prince and Bruno Mars.
Okay, those are really good choices. I like that. Okay, well, Prince is my number one for sure. So we agree on that. But I would say the other probably best Super Bowl halftime show, I think, because the GIFs are still being used, it's iconic, people still talk about it, has got to be Beyonce in 2013. Because not only was Beyonce up there, not only did she kill it with the singing and the dancing, and that she has such a great performance, and everybody loves her. Like, I don't care what your age or ethnicity or any, whether you like sports or no sports, she appeals to everybody. And then she reunited Destiny's Child. So that was like the mic drop moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Beyonce on the MTV Video Music Awards makes sense. Beyonce performing for a 60-year-old guy watching football in the middle of a football game. I'm not too crazy about that.
Right. Okay.
You know, right, I think they have to think about who their audience is. And they have no clue who their audience is.
Well, I think she was super sexy and she had a lot of sexy dancers with her, men and women. So it was like appealing to everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought Prince was the best and Beyonce was number two. Now, this people say is one of the best, but I think it's one of the worst. Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, that whole, obviously, you know, the nipple reveal heard around the world, that whole thing. The reason why I hated that, even though I love Janet Jackson, like she's my girl. I mean, I love her music. But that whole Nipplegate thing just felt so contrived. And it felt so like, oh, let's use this big opportunity to do something shocking and make news for ourselves. I feel like for me, it backfired. It made the whole thing like about them and not about performing for us.
Yeah, and it killed her career, and it killed radio as a career for a lot of people because they started to really crack down on censorship after that happened. You know, the microscope went to radio and TV of censorship. So, yeah, that I'll put that up there. But I did enjoy seeing her booby, so I'll agree with that.
Yeah, and then performance-wise, I would say the worst was probably the Black Eyed Peas and Slash. That was just awful. It was just terrible. It was like, what's happening? It felt like I was like, is this a commercial? What's going on here? It felt like I was being punked on a commercial.
No, I think I'm being punked this year because I'm going to say it before he even goes out there. This is the worst performance ever. I mean, even Miley Cyrus is going to come out, and we love Miley. I mean, the things she's done for you and I, and I think she's a great performer. I don't think Miley can carry a Super Bowl.
No, I think she probably could because she knows how to put on a big show. She knows how to get a lot of important artists around her. Like she understands the showmanship of it. The Weeknd is usually out on a stage by himself. He's not like Katy Perry where he comes out with like a cupcake bra and he's, or like Pink where she's swinging on something. It's not a big show. You know, it's not like, you know, Lady Gaga jumping out of the mouth of a fish and landing on her feet. Like, it's not that kind of thing. He literally just stands there with a microphone and he's good. I mean, he's definitely good, but it's just, it's not a big show.